Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are going to revise today's Sunday's Avyak Murli. Date is 18/4/1982. And the title of Murli is Maintain the Honor of the Highest on High Brahmin Clan. So today Bab Dada is saying that he's seeing the elevated souls. He's seeing those children who have total love for Baba. He's seeing those children who have pure desire to have meeting with Baba. And Baba says that Baba has to give the fruit of this desire at confluence age to the children, that this they have this pure desire of meeting Baba. And Baba says further that you cannot have the direct meeting with Baba even if you have, even if you do pure devotion, bhakti, then also you don't get this fortune of meeting Baba, Father, directly. And so Baba says that when you recognize, when there is recognition and when the relationship is built up, a father and child relationship is built up, so on the basis of this relationship, on the basis of pure and good wishes, on basis of love, Baba gives the fruit of meeting the children. And today Baba is saying that he is meeting the knowledgeful children. He has come in a gathering where there are knowledgeful children sitting, and he is fulfilling the desire of children. So just churning on these few points, that we are so fortunate that at confluence age we are meeting Baba, we are meeting the Father, and these eyes are able to see God. So much elevated and you know, so much intoxicating this point is that only we are getting that opportunity to meet God at confluence age. So going back to the season, and if you remember Bab Dada Milan, so here one drill point we can use, like when we sit in yoga or when we sit in Amrit Vela, and in the end of Amrit Vela, just for few minutes we can emerge Bab Dada's face in front of us, that drishti what Baba gives in the beginning, and we can see how that drishti, that pure love coming from Baba towards us, and that is something very intoxicating. So here further Baba says that you all are special souls, you souls come in the list of special souls, so speciality of Brahmin. So he says, what is the speciality of Brahmin? That you like the Father, you like the Brahmin family, and you like this elevated life, and you get attracted to the love in the gathering of Brahmin family. So Baba says, what is the speciality? You found Baba, you found the Brahmin family, you found the destination of purity, and you found the easy support to make your lives elevated. So these are the four points he has told in the speciality of Brahmins. So these are our speciality, and that's why we come in the list of special souls. So Baba says that you are not ordinary now, you are very special. So like he says that when you become Brahma Kumar Kumari, you get the imperishable stamp of claiming the right to inheritance of heaven. So once we become Brahma Kumar Kumari, we get this stamp that we are going to come in Satyug, we are going to come in golden age. So it's like getting the gate pass of Satyug. Once one brother was explaining here in Om Shanti Bhavan to some family, and one sister was standing. So he says that, you know, this sister has got the passport and visa of the golden age, but you all have still got only the passport of the golden age. Now you all also have to get the visa to go in golden age. So it is something like this, that becoming Brahma Kumar Kumari is that you have got the entry to the Satyug or heaven. So Baba says that out of everyone in the whole world, only few souls emerge to claim this inheritance of heaven. You are the only few souls who are fortunate. When I was just reading this point, when we all retrospectively see ourselves, from where we have come, there are many of us who belong to a society where only we are there who has come out of that society or of that area, who is coming into Brahma Kumaris. Or just go back and see where you studied in college, in school. You are the only one person who has identified God in that school or in that college. So much fortunate we are. that God actually selected us and brought us here. So this is one more intoxicating point from today's Murli, that how fortunate we are. So Baba says that when you should not consider your becoming Brahma Kumar Kumari to be an ordinary thing. It is a very elevated thing. So Baba says, if after becoming Brahma Kumar Kumari, if you do some ordinary activity or you do some activity of your past birth, then you are actually not causing harm only to yourself, but now because you are not Brahma Kumar Kumari in isolation, but since you belong to the Brahmin clan, Brahmin family, so you defame the entire Brahmin family, you accumulate that burden of defaming the Brahmin family. So whatever act we do in public, it is representing our institute. It is like, for example, suppose if a child is from a particular school or particular university, if those children in uniform, they go out and they misbehave, what people think, public think, that this is, you know, that university is bad, that school is bad, see how the children, so it represents the university. For example, if in a hospital, hospital authorities are good, doctors are good, the treatment is good, but somebody misbehaves with them at security or at the reception, so what impression it gives. So same like it is to us also, that when we are in these white clothes and with this badge, when we go out, we represent our institute. Once I was traveling by train, and as usual when we go by train, we discuss knowledge with some people who are around us. And in the morning hours, that chai wala came, tea person, and he took tea, the one sitting next to me. He was not a BK, and he said, sister, you also take. So I said, no, I'll not take. So the chai wala is saying that she's a Brahma Kumari, she doesn't drink tea from outside. So then see how we represent our institute if we behave properly. So that also gives the impression to outside people, so that see, they don't eat outside food, see how they are, so something like that. So if you do something bad, then you are not defaming your own self, you are not harming only your own self but to the entire family. Because here Baba says that you come, you belong to the Brahmin family, the Brahmin world and the Brahmin clan. Then further Baba says that it is the duty of every Brahmin to honor, to maintain the honor of the Brahmin world. And Baba says that you pay too much attention to fulfilling the worldly codes of conduct. And sometimes these worldly code of conducts, what they do, they deprive you from becoming multi-millionaire. They deprive you from attaining the 21 births of heaven. They deprive you from of this life of becoming a deity, and from a diamond like life, it changes into a worthless like life, Baba says. So many things happen, and you put your lot of time and energy in fulfilling those worldly code of conducts. You pay so much attention to that. So he's telling here today that what blunders we do in doing this, what mistakes we are doing by fulfilling those worldly codes of conduct. So you belong actually, Baba says, to the deity religion. Then what things you let go by doing this, he says. So you let go a lot of things, he says. You forget the remembrance of Baba, your elevated activity of remembrance. He says you let go both your dharma and karma. You let go of your religion. You let go of the precaution of having a special attitude. You let go the religion of having pure vision. You let go the religion of having pure food. So you let go so many things. So we'll take one by one. He says that you let go the precaution of having special attitude. Vritti, parez ki vritti, he said. So lot of dharanas we forget. Like Baba has told us that you should keep pure attitude for somebody. You should think good for somebody. But we forget all those things. And we start... Because we try you fulfill the worldly codes of conduct. For example, if Baba has told that don't go to cinema, but what Brahmins do, what others will say, I have to stay in this society. So that's why let's go to the theater. It's okay, once in a while I'm going. I don't watch TV, but it's okay, my friends are going, so even I am going. So like that, Baba has told that you should go to, you should not go to parties and all like worldly people. So you have to protect yourself from all those things. But in order to fulfill those worldly codes of conduct, we go for the parties and then we start behaving like them. We start doing things what they do. So we are not protected there also. So, like yesterday she was telling, you know, that the world does not touch me, I am so safe, that even my friends drink and do smoking and all, but I am safe. So like that, she is not fulfilling those worldly codes of conduct, she is fulfilling Brahmin codes of conduct. So that's how we should do. So here is like elevated precaution of having a special attitude. So a lot of things can come in this, going for birthday parties or going for somebody's marriage. Like, see, Baba has given a Srimad for everything, that if you want to go for a marriage, go. But then you have to give God's introduction there. You have to do seva there. So all the, but if we are going for enjoyment or if we are going just to please them, just to make them happy, then that is wrong. Then second year Baba says that you forget the religion of having pure vision. Like pure vision, Shuddha Drishti. So here pure vision, Baba has told us that see each and everyone as soul. See everyone as your brother and sisters. But we forget that. Like if there is a couple, if there is a yugal, Baba has told that see each other as souls. And we forget that pure vision. And we start looking each other that she is my wife or he is my husband. Then that is also a loss of pure vision. Second thing is that if we go very subtle on this point, pure vision, Baba says to see virtues of everybody. But you know, when we sit with outside people, worldly people, and there are news sharing and there is gossiping, and then somebody speaks about a person, a particular person, and then everybody starts contributing to it. Why? Because they are telling, so even I am contributing to it. So I lose that vision of, lose that pure vision for that person. I lose that, what I see as a virtuous person, I lose that. And I start, talking rubbish or bad about that person. So that is also losing pure vision, or gossiping about somebody. And what we think, that everybody is sitting, everybody is talking, everybody is sharing something, so even I have to contribute. But that is also wrong. So that is pure vision. Then Baba says you forget the religion of pure food. This is also very common. Like we think that what the society will think if I am going for something outside, if I am going for a party or a marriage, or if I am going to somebody's house, then they give me food. So I have to, you know, I have to please them. So I have to eat. And there are so many things. See Maya, how it attacks. People will say it is homemade food. You don't eat from outside, no? This is homemade food. Okay, we will prepare food for you without onion and garlic. So you eat that food. So these are some things which come from other people. And we say, ki, okay, just to keep them happy, let's eat, and we forget. That day one person came to OPD, and it was Eid, no? So he got that shirkuma for us. And shirkuma, kheer, a sweet dish which is prepared in Eid. And and he gave one. Sevaya is different, shirkuma is different. So he got that, and he gave one box to me, one box to him, and one box to our assistant. So there also, like, you know, it is like how emotions and feelings of those worldly people tries to deceive us, and they will say that I have prepared with so much love, and you know, and they will offer us that you take this. So we took, and then obviously we gave it to our staff. So that's how people feel emotions and feelings and try to take us towards themselves. So this is also one of that thing that we forget in fulfilling their desires, we forget our Brahmin codes of conduct. So why we actually do that? Because I think we are always concerned what others will think, what others will say. And actually we have become beggars of their opinions and appreciation, and that's why I think we are trying to fulfill the worldly codes of conduct. And then we compromise on our principles. So here Baba is really telling us that you do this and you forget the Brahmin plan. So to which world and plan are you going to fulfill the responsibility? And Baba says, then you confess later that I didn't wanted to do this, but I did that to please someone. I did this to make that person happy. So Baba says that somebody who does not know knowledge, then can that person be happy always? That person without knowledge are sometimes happy and sometimes upset. So in order to fulfill their desires, you compromise on your principles here. And Baba says that in order to please a few souls, you do disobey the direction of Almighty authority. So what did you attain and what did you lose? Baba says the world is already finished, and he spoke here about this firewood, that firewood of the funeral pyre has already been collected from everywhere and great force, and firewood means preparations. So here he's talking about destruction actually. So then he said that in order to observe the codes of conduct of such a world, you forget the codes of conduct of your imperishable world of Brahmins who are going to become deities. So you perform such wonders, Baba says. So Baba says that to keep the codes of conduct of Brahmin world in your awareness. So here one more point of revision. It is a revision of for us. What are the Brahmin codes of conduct? Yeah, actually that is what happens here, that because of our sensitivity we fall into the trap. And so that person should work on his sensitivity. Because sensitivity. Yeah, but not here when you, yes, exactly. That is a good package, but then. No, with yukti. You have to, like for example, there are many Brahmins who face this problem for food, and when they go out and somebody offers to say, they say no, that my stomach is upset, or I had full meal, or you try to avoid going to those places. So you see that's so that is what Baba is saying here, that in order to fulfill them, in order to please them. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because God is ordering and God is telling here. See here, no, that's what it is. No, it is a Brahmin code of. It is not rudeness. They don't know. They don't know. If you try to explain them that why I don't. They will feel so many things. They will have ego. It is not becoming insensitive, but it is explaining, and you get a chance of explaining your knowledge there then. Actually, it is good that if they ask you, okay, why don't you eat food outside? So then you have to tell that why I don't eat food outside. If they ask you why you have gone to Brahma Kumaris, then you get a chance of telling your knowledge actually there. So that's good. And I don't think so, if you keep on thinking, that's what I said, no. Why you fulfill? Because you always think what others think, what others feel. If we keep that thing, we will never walk properly in Brahmin life. And people will have ego, people will have hatred for us, people will think that we are beggars wearing white clothes, people will think lot of things. But if we start thinking what they think, then we won't be able to walk in Brahmin life. And I don't think so, it is insensitivity, but it is more of explaining them. You don't have to. So how they are not ready to listen, so you also should not be ready to listen to them. So you want to eat?
हाँ
सो दैट्स इट यू हैव टू बी फर्म अदरवाइज दे विल गिव यू नॉन वेज ऑल्सो टू ईट एंड देन यू विल से दे आर सो सेंसिटिव दे हैव सो मच इमोशंस दे हैव मेड होम मेड चिकन सो लेट्स ईट द चिकन सो यू विल डू दैट
इट
फॉर लाइक बाबा हैज टोल्ड दैट ऑल्सो ना सपोज इफ समबडी टेक्स यू आउट विथ यू देन यू डिस्कस नॉलेज विथ देम यू ट्राई टू ब्रिंग बाबा यू और यू हैव सो मेनी थिंग्स टू डू इन दैट केस हाउ यू कैन अवॉइड गोइंग हाउ यू कैन अवॉइड गोइंग सी लाइक आई वंस देर वॉज अ गैदरिंग ऑफ वन ऑफ माई टीचर हैड अरेंज द गैदरिंग फॉर टीचिंग सो ऑब्वियसली आई डिड नॉट वॉन्टेड टू मिस द लेक्चर बट देर वॉज फूड ऑल्सो एंड इट वॉज रमजान गोइंग ऑन आई नेवर कीप फास्ट बट दैट डे आई कैप फास्ट एंड आई वेंट एंड आई सेड आई एम फास्टिंग सो I behaved that I am fasting today.
Behaved and actually also you did it.
No, behaved. Okay. I can tell them no that I am fasting. So something like that. If somebody is telling you to come to theater, but here, they will say it is a religious movie. It is a 2012 destruction movie. Let's go and see. And Brahmins will also see, tell that this is a good movie and should be seen. But if you go to the theater, then once you start one thing, then the other things will also be followed. Then you will be compromising. So somewhere you have to draw that yellow line that I will not cross this line. And if like I really appreciate what she told yesterday that I am very safe and I am untouched by them. They are drinking, they are smoking. So she doesn't feel like doing the same thing. No, otherwise to keep that fashion or to keep that status, she will also start doing that. And but still her friends are with her. They have not left her. And I think they appreciate our purity and our principles. And gradually over a period of time, we all know that once we come in knowledge, there is a lot of opposition. But once they start seeing our life, once they start seeing our principles, they really appreciate and respect us. So that patience has to be there in us, that yes, one day they will bow down. They don't know that this is BK principle and this is non-BK principle. They only see your life. They don't know, na? They don't know codes of conduct of Brahmin life. They only see in your life that you are leading a pure life. You don't eat outside food. You don't go to theaters. You don't do this things. So that they respect. And if somebody else is also doing that, they will respect. They will see your life. They don't have any book where it is written it is BK principle and non-BK principle. So codes of conduct of Brahmin life. What are the codes of conduct of Brahmin life? Getting up in the morning, getting up from Ritvela, right? Then going for Murli class regularly. Then Karma Yogi, remembering Baba in our karma. Then eating, lot of things are there. Proper dress code. Yeah, see, this is also like that. If we go outside and work, this is, see, when we stay in Madhuban, we can talk about very elevated things that we have to be remaining in white clothes and, you know, like this. But when people who stay outside, who work in, who are at high status, who are working in companies, they have to dress up in something, in a dress code and go there. Maybe they are not allowed to wear white clothes also. So respect them also. Don't look them with a low vision that these BKs are like this. No, they have to, but then they have to maintain that and they should know that where I should not cross my line. I do not have to do fashion or I do not have to wear such clothes. So all those, so what she is saying that a proper dress code should be maintained in Brahmin life. So that is also one code of conduct that you, and Baba has given Srimat to everybody. He has not told that wear only white clothes. He has told that your color clothes will also do seva. Your color clothes will also do service. So there we know where we can put down our feet and where we should not. Like in food he has told, no means no. It has to be like that. You make 100 reasons for no for theater means no for theater. He has told that you can go for parties and you can go for marriages. But then what intention we are going with, that is Brahmin code of conduct. Then he has also told how to talk, talk softly, talk sweetly, talk nicely, all this. Then eating pure food, eating in remembrance of Baba. Then staying pure, purity is also one thing, at physical level also and at subtle level also, at our deeds, words and actions. And then other is to seeing everybody as souls. Then respecting everyone. So lot of things can come in this Brahmin code of conduct. So Baba says further that some children are very clever. What they do? They want to observe the code of conduct of old world and they also want to become elevated in the Brahmin world. They try to keep the balance. And Baba says you fulfill the responsibility of the code of conduct of worldly life, and you're not forbidden to do that. You can do that, but not by letting go of your dharma and karma. See, here he is giving the answer. That you do that, but not at the compromising of this. So this we should know, and then we should use yukti. So where it is no means it's big no. So Baba says, what cleverness do you reveal? You think that Baba is not Jani Jananhar, and Baba, what instrument souls know, and you still go forward in this life, and then you come to Madhuban also. Baba says that you go to the service center and you offer little cooperation, and with this cooperation you buy yourself a good title of being a server. So many things can come here, like how these people are behaving to keep a balance. Trying to keep a balance that ye bhi karte, ye bhi karte. So I will do this also and I will do this also. And they try to please the sisters at center by offering some money for seva or offering money for bhog, and then and coming few days in a week, and then he is a very nice brother because he has done seva in this. Sahyog, the word sahyog, cooperation at center. And then Baba says you lose your elevated title of every birth and imperishable title of being filled with all virtues, 16 celestial degree, full, completely viceless. And here he used this very good line that this is not giving cooperation, but actually burden of deceit being one thing inside and something outside. Andar and bahar different. So in 169 Murli Baba has used the word khaufnak when somebody is different outside and in. Then he hears 69. So here then Baba used this rhyming word chillana and chalana, that you move forward but actually you are not chalana but chillana, crying out. So you try to fool souls, Baba says, and but actually in front of God a 100,000 fold is definitely accumulated for every action in the account of every soul. So this is why Baba Dada feels mercy for such children. And Baba says once you have become a child, it is Baba Dada, like he will continue to give you teachings for your benefit. So Baba says don't become clever in that way, constantly fulfill the code of conduct of Brahmin life. Then he says that Baba Dada is beyond every action and fruit. At this time even Brahma Baba is at this stage, later on he will fulfill his accounts, but at this time he is equal to the father. And Baba says here that from subtle region a variety of children grains he sees and he smiles. Then he is meeting two groups. One is Karma Yogi, becoming a Karma Yogi and experiencing the stage of being free from any bondage of karma. So here he has spoken about being loving and detached. A Karma Yogi is a person who is not under the influence of anybody's good or bad actions. Baba says that if you come in contact connection with somebody and he does good actions, then you feel happy. Or if you come in connection with somebody who does bad action, then you feel hatred for that person or jealous for that person or get angry for that person. So a Karma Yogi is a person who will not be influenced by this. So Baba says you have to think that it is his part in the drama. And for a person who is doing good action, you behave as a detached observer. And for a person who is doing a bad action, be a detached observer and keep good wishes and be merciful and think that yes, he will transform. So meaning of knowledgeful, Baba says, is understanding. So here, if you see God is a detached observer completely. But what the difference between us and him is that the director is sitting up and seeing the entire movie, And so he is a very detached observer, and for us it is like we see only a part of that movie, we see only that scene, and that's why we get disturbed that this is bad or this is good. So, but Baba is coming and giving knowledge that this is drama and that person's part is like that, he must have done this thing in the past. So all these things, all these points of churning will come here. One more thing of churning here is bad and good actions. Who will decide whether it is a good action or whether it is a bad action? So here we are just thinking on this point. It's the Murli which will tell us. It's what God has decided that this is a bad action or this is a good action according to Murlis. But yes, it is not that when somebody is doing something wrong in our department and we are at a position, we should take actions but remain as a detached person. Do not get affected by his deeds there. Suppose somebody is coming and stealing something, so there you have to take action there. Suppose if somebody's life is at stake because of somebody's mistake, there you have to open your mouth and say that this was done wrong. So This he spoke here about being detached and constantly loving. Then Babdada is seeing the senior sisters. He's saying, what should I call this group? What name should I give? So Baba is saying that these are my right hands. These are the original jewels. These are the real goals. And Babdada cannot perform a huge task of establishment without them. And Baba is saying that these people have the special part in the drama. And you are the souls filled with lot of specialities. So Babdada is giving 100,000 fold congratulations to these original gels. Baba says, because in the beginning you have tolerated so much what others have not tolerated. And the seed of power of your tolerance has created this fruit. And Baba saying that you tolerated everything as a game, like a game. And you play the hero part in the drama. And he also said that no matter anybody comes now and goes ahead, but still Baba will say, even then, he said. And Babdada knows the value of old things. So here a lot of examples of original jewels can come, that how much they tolerated, like Hapur examples, where so much the sisters tolerated, somebody's snake was put on somebody's, and then poison, the water supply to the center was poisoned, the center was closed from outside and a lock was put. So much people did there, and sisters there tolerated, dadis there tolerated. Then so many examples where one of the in Pandabhavan, when it was afternoon time, and one relative came and actually dragged one dadi, I think it was all rounder dadi, she was dragged by the hair, she was pulled by the hair and dragged outside. And then there was one incident where relatives came to take one dadi, and they all used to be at security, and something happened, and actually Prakashmani dadi got a bamboo on her head and blood started coming out. So see how much they have tolerated. Gange dadi, they have written that she was tied in chains and kept, and there were so many dadis who were locked and kept, and how much they have faced the opposition from the public. So all these will come here, and we can still think on more points, and we can still read about them, ki how they tolerated, and today we are eating the fruit. And in the end, one question was there, in which task should Brahmin children of the confluence age remain constantly engaged? Baba says, you have to become powerful and make others powerful. We have wasted a lot of time in the half cycle. So now finish the wasteful thoughts, wasteful actions and wasteful words. Put a full stop to this. And old account of books is closed. So Baba says the method to accumulate constantly is to remain powerful, and because time, energy, knowledge are lost due to Baba says wastage. So this was today's Murli. Mostly it is on codes of conduct of Brahmin life, codes of worldly codes of conduct. So you can churn still more on it and see today so many of us are having doubts. Still having doubts in the mind that we have to fulfill worldly codes of conduct. So what to do? So still we can churn more on this and how we should behave with them. Om Shanti. Okay.